stony hearts, transformed, tender. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse number 19. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh. We see a great picture of the gospel, an amazing work of God. Salvation is the work of God. In verse number 17, God says to Ezekiel, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries. Is that not what God does when he calls men with his glorious gospel? God says in verse 18, I will remove the detestable things. When God is drawing us in with the gospel of Jesus Christ, Christ makes sin a detestable thing to us. We see its power over us, and we are most alarmed by it, and know it needs to change, but we have no power to change it ourselves. Outside of Christ alone, who can change it? Then through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit gives us one heart. And he puts a new spirit within us. He takes the old stony heart out. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How? Because of faith in Christ. He brings us to repentance, then to faith in Christ. He shows us Christ, and he puts a new spirit. Old things are passed away. The old man, the heart of the old man, is taken out of control, and through the blessed Holy Spirit we are given life. We are given what is said, a heart of flesh, a heart of life, no longer a heart that is hardened to the things of God, but the life of Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now I can live for God and obey his commands. I have the ability to walk in his statutes and keep his ordinances and do them. And God says, they shall be my people and I will be their God. Praise the Lord. It is the work of the Blessed Trinity prophesied of long ago in the book of Ezekiel. We no longer have a hardened heart that cannot be moved by God's word or his truth, a heart that cannot obey. Lost men cannot obey God's word. They can attempt it, but with stony hearts they are too hard to receive it. But when God brings a man to repentance and faith, he melts that heart of stone. He is able to follow the Lord Jesus Christ then. He has love to him and for him, and his commands are not grievous to the child of God, but he has much power to perform that which he has been commanded to perform. Why? Because of the new heart that is given, the new life given to him. We then are called by his name, and it is from the heart that we have been made new. And that which was worked inside of us must come out of us and will show in our lives. The Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. This is a heavenly heart transplant that only God can do. So marvel not when you see those that claim Christ, but cannot change their actions or their works. It is true, we are not saved by works, but after we are saved, God shows forth his work in the heart of a man. Salvation is not a dead end or a dead life, but it is a new life. It is a heavenly heart transplant that takes place, and only God can do it.